Prime Video just got even more exciting. ITVX Premium has landed on our subscription service, so you can enjoy your favorite shows via the ITVX Premium subscription, from Coldwater to Love Island.
He had the feeling this was coming.
And that's in addition to all your other favorite subscription services like Apple TV+.
If this is an on-the-spot performance review, I have to tell you, I am absolutely killing it right now.
Paramount Plus.
This could be the greatest opportunity of my life.
And Hey You.
You look good.
And so many more. All your subscriptions, all in one place. Prime Video.
Lovely jubbly.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, November 5th. I'm Zoe Colkin for The Wall Street Journal. A sell-off sparked by doubts over the AI trade is showing signs of fading out. Futures tied to the tech-heavy NASDAQ 100 were flat, while contracts based on the S&P 500 and Dow Industrials held broadly steady, despite U.S. indexes notching their worst day in weeks yesterday. Wall Street's fear index, the VIX index of equity volatility, ticked higher early Wednesday as investors questioned whether lofty valuations and massive AI outlays were justified. Staying on the topic of tech companies wrapped up in the AI race, many are in a rush to get electricity, creating a new windfall for manufacturers of smaller, pricier power equipment that is readily available. While large natural gas turbines are a natural fit for data centers with big power needs, these often face years-long wait lists and lengthy construction schedules. Instead, data centers are turning to more expensive, off-grid solutions that are more readily available, like Bloom Energy's solid oxide fuel cells, which use natural gas as fuel. Shares of Bloom Energy are up roughly 480% this year. And we're exclusively reporting the Motion Picture Association sent Meta Platforms a cease and desist letter last week over Instagram's use of the term PG-13 in its descriptions of certain content. Instagram said last month it would implement a new system consistent with PG-13 movie ratings to protect teenage users on the app. The letter, which was viewed by the Wall Street Journal, said Meta's assertions that content on Instagram's teen accounts would be guided by PG-13 ratings are, quote, literally false and highly misleading. In a response to the letter, Meta said it never claimed the ratings were official and that references to PG-13, quote, qualify as nominative fair use. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.